Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Hey, this is Tim from Hide and Seek. This podcast is brought to you by Choosewell Health Insurance. While some things in life improve with time, it's unlikely your health insurance policy will. Choosewell. Compare hundreds of policy options to find the best health insurance for you at the right price. Don't spend hours researching and making confusing phone calls that leave you lost in the fine print. Hide and Seek listeners are being offered a special deal. Find a new healthcare policy with Choosewell to receive a free Joy membership, giving you benefits and rewards from Joy all year round. Stop paying for outdated cover and contact us today. Choose well. Make the switch today. joy.choosewell.com.au.
Welcome to this Joy 94.9 podcast.
We want to hear from you.
It's time for our listener survey. So head to the Joy website and let us know what you love about the station and your presenters.
G'day, it's Dean from the team at Hide and Seek. Now, we know how much you love the show, but it's time for you to tell the boss and the rest of the world how much you love the program. To let the boss know how much you love Hide and Seek, head to joy.org.au and complete our annual listener survey. It'll only take a few minutes of your time and it'll do the world of good for us. To let the rest of the world know, if you're listening via iTunes or via Stitcher, be sure to give us a 5-star rating, and in doing that, it'll help others find out about the program. Thank you very much for your support over the last 7 years, and with your continued support, Hide and Seek will be here for many years to come.
Head to joy.org.au and have your say. Joy 94.9, your voice, your radio station.
Hide and seek, hide and seek, hide and seek.
The following program is a show intended for an adult audience. Our discussions are of a sexual nature and may contain coarse language and references to drugs.
Change the scheme, alter the mood. Electrify the boys and girls, if you'd be so kind.
Request level 1 satellite visual surveillance.
NSA Eagle Eye 1 track set. Reassignment protocol for
things with you.
Oh, yes. Yes, baby.
Good evening and welcome to Hide and Seek, your show for exploring sex, sexuality and self. Andrew the Apprentice here, along with Mr. Ben. Good evening.
Good evening. We're back.
We are back.
It's good to be back. I get FOMO when I'm not here for a few weeks.
I know. It's a bit like that. But, you know, we've got a big team now, so we all get to have little breaks here and then. A big thank you to the girls, the chicks talking footy. Of course, a big announcement or the big launch today of the Pride game that's happening on the 13th of August. And those chicks talking footy will be leading our the Joy 94.9 broadcast on the evening. So very exciting.
Very exciting.
And tonight we're going to have a revolution in the studio.
Exciting to see, yeah. What do I say? Of all the shows, the quality programs we have here on Joy 94.9, Hide and Seek, I'm so glad I'm on this one. Tonight's going to be very, very fun.
It should be a lot of fun. We have people in their birthday suits in the studio this evening. It is the nudies revolution, apparently. So we're going to be finding out what all the revolution is all about. So, yes, should be a fun show. Lawrence and Beck are joining us this evening talk about that. What else is happening? There's a lot happening. You know, we've now got a government plebiscite. Who knows when that'll be? Mm-hmm. Still don't know. But lots of stuff happening. Lots of stuff happening. As we said, coming up next is the Nudies Revolution. Lawrence and Beck are joining us. Now, little word, it is Lawrence's birthday today, so he's going to be apparently in his birthday suit very shortly.
Better be.
Make sure you tune in. This is Hide and Seek, your program for exploring sex, sexuality and self. Andrew the Apprentice and Ben are with you this evening.
And we're not alone.
We're not alone.
We are not alone, Andrew.
We are not alone. And apparently, and we're going to find out more about this tonight, mm-hmm. apparently there is a nudie revolution.
Here in Melbourne. We could be part of the revolution.
We could be. If you want Ben to be part of the revolution, SMS 0427 Joy 949.
Put that phone out. He's got his phone out.
Or you can email onair@joy.org.au. Lawrence and Beck, good evening.
Thank you for having us.
Hi.
Thank you for being here.
The nudies revolution.
Yes, it's been happening in Melbourne for, we've been here for a year, but Melbourne is the nudist capital of Australia.
Why is that?
It's so cold.
A lot of events are inside with heating as well, so you don't always have to be naked outside.
Okay. I think it's more to do with Melbourne's natural arts culture and sports culture and just in Melbourne's ability to just get out there and do it. We are very friendly as opposed to the other states, and so, you know, we just want to, Melbourneians try new things.
And we're not ashamed to get our kid off and feel relaxed at who we are. We're a very proud city and also great laws to support us being naked.
What are some of the legal things if you're running a community group like this?
Well, because we're a private event in private locations, we do allow everyone to do anything we want to within reason.
Yep.
The only thing is, like Victoria, we do have legal nude beaches, where Queensland, considering how much beaches there are there, have no legal new beaches. And I think Tasmania is still trying to fight to get the first one happening. So the Victorian state government, they could be better, to be honest. Like Campbell's Cove was shut down last year. No, but I think I got that screwed up. Beck, you want to jump in?
They were, but with very good reason. It wasn't a particularly reputable place to go. And despite the best efforts, I know myself, I worked with the local council to put in a new boardwalk, put in better parking, to advertise it better and to try and change the environment of that cove for a good 2 years about 3 or 4 years ago, and the efforts just weren't met with the community response. Mm. So, you know, for nudism in a whole, it's probably best that places like that that don't represent what nudism means, that they are actually closed.
So, Beck, for you, what does nudism mean for you?
For me, it's the freedom to be comfortable in my skin and to be comfortable with the people around me, and especially social nudism. There's a lot of honesty and...
So when you're naked and everyone's naked, you kind of strip away a lot of the labels. And people aren't judging you and also looking at you kind of going, what are you wearing? You know, where do you come from to afford those clothes? You're equal and you become, you strip away a lot of the masks, a lot of the stuff that people can use to make assumptions.
I know whenever I go out, I can never decide what to wear. So this could be a good group for me, I think.
And I also found I'm quite messy when I'm eating food. Being a nudist and eating food, you just kind of have baby wipes. Makes life so much easier.
I don't know. My godson threw up on me last night and I was like, that's fine. We'll just walk into the shower and rinse it off. No washing. It was brilliant.
So is this a lot? How often are you guys nude? You're raising children nude? Please.
I'm naked as often as I can be within the weather and also work. Some places I can work naked, other places I have to wear clothes. I don't think my job would be too happy.
The 96 tram. it's just...
Well, I can be honest, I have been naked on Smith Street before, so I'm pretty happy with that.
Awesome.
And Beck, for you? nudism, is it just around the house or what is it for you?
I grew up in a household that was casually naked. It wasn't only until I went to high school and realised when I went for sleepovers at friends' houses that people don't do that much. And, you know, they like change into pyjamas in the bathroom to go to their bed and they sleep with pyjamas on and their family don't like. And obviously then when I was going away on school camps, realised that beaches, you actually have to wear bathers. Like, this is a thing. I thought it was only public swimming pools because whenever we went on holidays, we always went to nudist beaches or to beaches that were quite remote for fishing purposes. So you who cares? No one's around to get annoyed. And so as I, you know, it was really handy as a teenager realizing that bodies come in all shapes and sizes and that everybody is different in very vastly different ways. And everyone is equally as insecure in their own way about themselves. And so there really is no purpose in projecting your insecurities onto other people or pointing out theirs to them. It's just, there's no reason to do it.
It sounds like it's a very, for you anyway, it was a family thing. Lawrence, was it similar for you?
I was quite the opposite. First of all, my mum's listening tonight, so shout out to mum. She knows some news and she's a big supporter, so I'm very happy. My family has been fantastic. I came out to my parents caught me as a nudist when my car was busted by dad's clients at the beach, and they're like, oh, so you're doing that at the nudist beach? I'm like, no, that's my son. But since then, I was a late bloomer into the nudist community. I started a couple of years ago when I was backpacking around Europe. And, you know, typical Australian, I was quite self-conscious about my body. I deal with anxiety and I thought, no one wants to see me naked. My body's horrible. Why should I be naked in front of other people that's going to laugh at me? Since becoming a nudist, it's helped my confidence level so much. It's made me more relaxed. It helped with my anxiety. And Beck's right. I have realized, Mom, everyone is different. We should not be ashamed of our body. We shouldn't body shame ourselves or others. We are all unique and there's nothing wrong with how we look.
And so many women that I've come across over my course of time being a very vocal nudist in my life, and when they have ever given it a go, or at least at home, just instead of putting their PJs on, walking around the house or doing the housework naked so they don't get bleach on their clothes, you know, that sort of thing, has made them more respectful of themselves and able to just be okay with who they are. And I think that there's something really beautiful in that.
I've noticed, yeah, becoming a nudist is quite empowering, and talking to a lot of people, both nudist and textiles, we all have
textiles.
Yes, the other dirty textiles people.
We all suffer from anxiety. We all have that in common, and I get asked all the time, goes, I'll be too embarrassed to get my kid off in front of people. People will look at me and judge me. He goes, no, they won't. If you're the only clothed people, that's and there's naked people around you, that's when things get awkward for the clothed people.
Yep.
But otherwise, it is empowering. And as soon as you do take your clothes off, you realize, oh, no one actually cares that I'm naked. This is fine. This is not an issue at all.
Awesome. So as a group, how many of you are there?
Well, our last event was our one-year anniversary. We actually rented out a penthouse. I'm wondering if I can say the hotel.
The Blackman.
The Blackman on St. Kilda Road.
Flash Hotel.
Yeah. So I was also wondering if we're allowed to mention that. But we had 100 people attend for our one-year of anniversary. Our event, we don't actually have a membership, so to speak. Mm-hmm. It's per event. So we're a non-for-profit community group that run pop-up events. Some of our events, Laser Tag, for example, we had back in May. You know, you can only sell 25 tickets because there's 25 vests.
Yep.
Other events, we can have a lot more people attend because different sizes. Like our next event, we're looking around 100, 150 people.
So, Wow. So if let's use your laser tag example, which I'm assuming happened at a laser tag venue.
Yes.
What's the process and how do you address some of the stigma and shame around nudism if you're going to a commercial venue?
Well, a lot of venues we've worked with have been quite great with it. They understand where does, like anyone else, when you have a bit of fun, the only difference is we don't have clothes on.
Yep.
We pretty much just go, they understand that, yeah, we want to have, sorry, I already said that. Beck, do you want to jump in? You got something to say?
I recently tried to organise a roller skating night.
Right, which, yes.
And I rang one of the roller skating rinks in Sunshine that I've worked with before, and the manager thought I was pranking them. They honestly, they're like, "You're joking, right? What?" And I'm like, "No, I'm serious." They're like, "Oh, we might have to make sure our staff are okay with." And I'm like, "They don't have to be naked. It's fine. They can be clothed. We don't mind as long as they're, you know, they can have a laugh and, you know, relax about it." And yeah, the managers there thought that was the funniest thing they've ever had requested.
So the response has been pretty positive.
Yeah,
to what you guys are trying to do in sort of commercial venues and things like that.
We've hired out bars before. Again, the staff have been clothed and they thought it was fantastic. And they loved it. They think it's great. When I went to other events as well, the staff sometimes even join in. They've gotten the kits off or just worked with top without the tops. And they're pretty supportive.
Yeah.
So everyone, is this the time where Andrew starts unbuttoning the chest?
We should say, of course, that yes, Lawrence and Beck are nude here in the studio. I don't think we made that clear. We were just discussing during when we're getting ready that this may be the first time we've had a naked woman in the Joy Studios. We're not sure.
Well, I think we should say it is. Congratulations, Beck.
Yes, congratulations.
I'm humbled and privileged.
And but Lawrence, you're an old hat at this. And it is, of course, your birthday. So
thank you very much.
Happy birthday and being in your birthday suit on your birthday on radio.
Yes, it's a great honour to be here, spending my birthday with some fantastic people and being naked, doing what I love most. So it is great.
You are on Joy 94.9, Hide and Seek, your program for exploring sex, sexuality and self. And we'll be back and finding out more about the nudies revolution and what they've got coming up very shortly. If you've got a message or a comment, let us know. And 0427 Joy 949, or you can email onair@joy.org.au. Don't you want somebody to love? Don't you need somebody to love? You love somebody to love. You gotta find somebody to love. Hide and Seek on Joy 94.9, your program for exploring sex, sexuality and self. Andrew the Apprentice and Ben are joined in the studio by a couple of nude revolutionaries, Beck and Lawrence. And we've just had a couple of messages through on 0427 Joy 949 and also on air at joy.org.au. Ben, what's Luke saying?
What is Luke saying? He's saying he's loving the show, guys, and where can I get tickets for next week's event?
Oh, stay tuned, Luke. We'll tell you more very shortly. And also, we've had one from Austria.
Oh.
Matteo is listening in, and he's saying, "Hi, Beck, Lawrence, and the Joy team. Thought I'd send a quick note to say your program is a very wide broadcast area tonight." He's listening in from the Wachau Valley in Austria.
Oh, wow.
Sorry if we said that wrong, Matteo.
Austria is fantastic. I spent a bit of time there and I was living in Germany, and oh, such a beautiful country.
And yeah, so thank you to Luke and Matteo. Now, we were just mentioning, just before our songs, we were mentioning how the first time we believe that we've had a nude female in the studio, in Beck. And Beck, and that leads to a broader question, I guess, is how inclusive is the nudist community to females?
In the past, especially, the groups and communities and
The events and the clubs.
The clubs and stuff literally enforced a male to female ratio because they believed that a more even gender balance would foster more women to attend events.
Sure. A quota system.
Yes.
As we saw in,
I don't know that necessarily in the current environment that is as relevant as it was. Definitely there is, when more women go, if it's more of a friendship thing. So if you know another woman who's going and you're comfortable with them, or if you know men that are going, it doesn't matter what gender they are, just if you have friends that are going to a nudist event, you're more likely to attend in general, regardless of your sex or, you know, your gender. Especially though with women, because of a lifetime and, you know, inconstitutionalized body shaming and perfectionism and sexualization of our sex in general, it tends to be more poignant that if we know another woman going, we're more likely to attend ourselves. And especially with events like Nudies, I get a lot of private messages on my social media saying, how many women are coming? I am interested to go, but I don't want to be one woman with, you know, 100 other men. So I'm really, really excited that particularly with this event being a sci-fi themed event and being an undress, so dress up or down as much as makes you comfortable. And we've had actually a really, really good response from the female community. We've got nearly the biggest numbers so far of ticket sales to women that we're aware of. Obviously, we've got a 2-for-1 at the moment, so we can't tell what the other gender may be. But it's really, really encouraging that we're going to have quite a good gender balance at this event. And we're hoping that in the future, the more advertising and the more welcoming we make sure that, hence why I'm here. Yeah. I'm here tonight to encourage all you women that have wanted to try something like this, are worried that maybe you might feel uncomfortable or worried that it's, you know, too sexualized an environment for you or you're not really sure. If it's something that you think you want to give a go, just do it. Come along. I'm there at the gate all day and I'm going to make you welcome and you can get as undressed as you are comfortable with along the course of the evening. And that's pretty much how it goes with most nudist events too. There's no real requirement for you. You're here. Now you need to get naked. You know, there's no time frame on it. Especially, you know, like if you went to a nudist beach, get naked as you please or don't.
Because the guys have got some events and you know, we know Adam, for example, here in Melbourne.
And Adam's got its 1-year anniversary next Tuesday night as well.
Cool. You know, but I presume there's not the same thing for women, though.
There's really not, I suppose. However, I'm personally on a bit of a mission to try and change that because I know that women do benefit a lot from embracing their femininity and their sexuality and their beauty and their confidence, and having that self-confidence really raises things. So I'm actually organizing a women's weekend, so exclusively for women who are all people who identify as women. We're very inclusive with that. We would actually really, really want that diversity. So from the 17th and 19th of February, I'm going to run an event focusing on women and self-confidence and, you know, embracing yourself and learning to be confident, not just naked, but confident in who you are and embracing your power. So it's going to be held at Helios, which is a nudist club.
Yeah, I think it's Victoria's oldest nudist club as well. It's fantastic out in the Dandenong Ranges.
It is the most beautiful place you have ever been to, and they have such amazing facilities. They really are equipped for something like this. So I'm working with them, with their committee, and we're going to have a women's only sort of event from the 17th to 19th of February coming up. So you'll hear about that, I'm sure.
Keep us updated with that one. Mm.
And leads to something you mentioned there. Of course, you've got the club that you're going to. How well connected and supportive are all the different bits and pieces of the nudist community in Melbourne?
They've been absolutely amazing. I think this is also why there's such a nudist revolution in Melbourne. Like, we have clubs like Metro East who on the weekend celebrated their 36th birthday, and they're the Australia's oldest non-landed club. And not just because they're a news club, but non-landed. So they don't actually have a base that they've been
in. Oh, okay.
So they move around depending every, like, 10 years, I think. They've had a few different pools they've been at.
Yeah, it depends where, you know, obviously on the size of the attendance and to where, you know, the facilities are available. And the team there at Metro East are the most welcoming and fantastic place to go and hang out once a month. And you go for a swim, have a sauna, and chill out, have a meal.
It's great. It's got a great mix of genders as well. And people come with the families. There's a few kids there on the weekend as well. They're having a great time. And then you got stuff like the Nomads Hike, which is run by Russell Watson. And they do amazing hikes in different places across Melbourne and the outside of Melbourne during summer. And again, it's just, we all work together. Cosmex is another one that has fortnightly swims out in Laverton as well. It's a brilliant community and such a strong, loving support from them all.
I just love this city. There's just a lid for every jar, isn't there? You know, no matter what you're into.
Exactly.
It's great.
There's a group of it.
I think our jar doesn't have a lid or a label.
But what I love about Melbourne is I talk to many people about my interest in nudism. So many people don't realise that there's actually a huge underground nudist movement in the city, and they just are quite excited to join in and be a part of it.
That's kind of why we're revolutionising it, because it shouldn't really be underground. There's no shame in loving how you look and being comfortable with that with other people.
And I guess it's sort of a sexuality diverse as well.
Oh, definitely, definitely. Beck?
I really think that...
It's not an issue.
Well, it's part of that vulnerability in being naked is that it strips away all those pretenses. So, you know, how you label yourself, whether you're gay or straight or bi or trans, or whether you're wealthy or not, or whether, you know, you listen to a particular type of music, all of those pretenses that you clothe yourself with, you add on all that makeup and all those clothing and all those jewelry and stuff, it's taken away from you. And because of the honesty in the interaction, that vulnerability that you already feel exposed and uncomfortable, the ability for you to then be able to actually relax and be true to who you are without having to, yeah. So I think it attracts a large diversity of people, and they all get along very well because they have a commonality. And that commonality is that they can respect each other and you know, treat each other with dignity without the need to impose their own socially constructed norms on each other.
It sounds like a very sort of therapeutic experience. You must get a lot out of it.
Personally, I have. Like I've mentioned before, I'm dealing with anxiety and be very conscious about my body. When I decided, you know, I'm traveling overseas on my own, let's just do it. And then when I moved to Germany, I just realized nudity is so normal there. The gym I went to had a mixed sauna where men and women are naked together. No one bat an eye. At first, I was a bit taken back, but I realized this is how we should live. Why aren't we doing this in Australia? Even if you go to the male-only saunas at the gym, they'll have clothing required. And why? You men and women, you know each other. But one of the things is the diversity of it. It's not just the sexuality, it's age as well. One of the things we're very proud at Nudies is we have a huge group who are under 35 years old. And how people interact with each other and socialize, I love it. It's not like the 30-year-olds are talking to 30-year-olds and anyone over 30 is kind of alienated. No, everyone's friendly, and no matter what your age, you're there for the same reason, and it's just beautiful. I've made many friends. Some of my great friends, Jim and Rob, are in the 80s, and they're such dear friends, and I only met them because of nudist events I've been to.
It's ticking a lot of boxes for me, Andrew.
It is. Well, we're going to find out a lot more about the nudies revolution very shortly here on Hide and Seek. If you've got a message or a comment, let us know, 0427JOY949, or you can email onair@joy.org.au.
Hide and Seek.
Joy 94.9.
Your program for exploring sex, sexuality and self, Hide and Seek, Andrew and Ben, joined by Lawrence and Beck. And we're, of course, talking about the nudies revolution, and the invasion of the nudies is happening this coming Saturday, the 23rd of July. It's going to be a sci-fi and fantasy undress-up party. Undress-up party, very good. Beck, Lawrence, what is happening on Saturday?
Well, first of all, Undress Up is a fantastic word that one of the organisers, Jeffrey's, kind of come up with. So it's a nudist party, but also a costume party. So you can wear, you know, as little as you want. It can literally be body paint. We actually have a great makeup artist coming along. And so if you rock up, you don't know what to wear, like myself, I got to admit, I still don't have my costume sorted out. I'm just probably going to get painted up.
Very good.
Beck's apparently costume's a big secret. She won't tell any of us. We're very excited to see it on Saturday night. But some other tips for audience members who want to get naked and dress up?
One of my beautiful friends from the trilogy play, she's going to dress up as Princess Leia and do her hair in those beautiful, beautiful buns and do some beautiful body paint to make up an outfit. Maybe, I don't know whether she's going to do the white dress or that sexy bikini. Other options are you could...
Well, I think even as simple as Spocky is. You know, some of our friends are going all out in terms of costumes, making some great stuff with lights and all that. Others is going to keep it quite simple. You, no matter what your skill set, you don't have to put too much effort into it. It's about just having fun.
You could definitely go as like a character, like as a grounder from the 100 and just kind of chuck on some skins stapled together and pretend, you know, that you're post-apocalyptic Earth.
Well, I have a Yoda mask and maybe some glitter for my scrotum. That'll suffice.
We'll get you some green paints as well then.
Oh, thanks, guys. No.
We've had a couple of extra messages through on 0427JOY949. Beck, your best friend's messaged in and said that she is coming along to the Invasion of the Nudies event on Saturday. She's saying that I've been able to respect my body by going to events along with you, Beck. To this point, she'll be going to the Nudies event on Saturday, 3 months after she's given birth.
Oh, that's so awesome. It's so true. As a woman especially, our bodies make such humongous changes over our lifetime.
Yep.
And it can be really difficult to adjust to the way you now see yourself. And I'm so glad that I'm able to make that impact on my friend. I love you so much.
And Natasha and Dan from the Young Nudists of Australia have messaged in saying we love, love, love Nudies Revolution. They are a major footstone in Australian naturism. Warm and sunny regards from the Young Nudists team.
Let's be honest, Natasha, Dan and Matt are just jealous that Victoria has the coolest nudist.
But we've got to be careful. Going. Those two have been doing some amazing work up north and they may come, you know, give us a run for our money. So they've been doing some brilliant stuff.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Thank you to them.
YNA all the way.
So the Invasion of the Nudies event is happening Saturday from 7 o'clock. But you don't. So there is a thing about the event and the venue, isn't there?
Yes. Well, a venue is actually a fantastic warehouse. It's kind of in Peran near High Street and Chapel. So I get my church and chapel confused, I must admit. Yeah. So in Peran, and it's a great location. So it's a little bit hidden. So what we're going to do is all ticket holders will get an email with really detailed instructions the day before the event, and so they don't have anything to worry about. And also one of the things we do is have a great cloakroom. So for people who are a bit confused of what to do, how to rock up, wear clothes when you're getting there. Plus, you know, it's a little bit cold. We do have fantastic heating. So if you're worried about being in the middle of winter, don't worry. You're going to be toasty warm inside. So rock up in your normal clothes. We've got a place to undress. And we'll look after your clothes for you. And just also bring your own alcohol. We don't have a bar. We also want people just to bring some food and some snacks and some drinks to share. We're all about just social community as well.
I can't remember, Lawrence. Are we having a barbecue this time available for people, or is that more about?
We do have an oven for them to cook up food, but it's going to, you know, it's too cold for the barbecue outside. We're all inside.
You're so true. Look, we are hardcore nudists down here in Melbourne. Yeah. That's a little too hard.
I've done the naked bike riding in wintertime a few times, but I think this weekend we're just going to rock out in a great warehouse with heating.
And so now, of course, the Nudies Revolution have got a website where all these details are at. nudiesrevolution.com.au is the address, so you can get along there and get all the details about this coming weekend, Invasion of the Nudies. And also you can go back and have a look at their last several events, the Penthouse, the Laser Wars, Garden Parties, New Year's Day, barbecues, trivia, everything.
And our last pirate party.
And pirate party.
We've had a costume party before, which was a pirate party last year, and it was a great success. We had many great costumes. We made, like, even sails, a plank to walk off, a huge treasure table. So we're going to be doing the same thing with the Invasion of the Nudies parties. We actually are got a DJ coming along with a brilliant lighting kit, and we can actually announce that we are building a rocket ship as well, where the DJ will be playing on top of the rocket ship.
If ever there was a time to get some Insta selfies, I mean, our particular brand of stylizing of this warehouse is going to make for you. Of course, you're going to have to put some cute little love hearts, you know, a well-placed champagne bottle, but, you know.
Actually, we don't allow cameras and phones into the event. We
will have you are a so right. I completely forgot, Lawrence.
Because some people are concerned about being naked and being photographed. We ask people to cloak their phones to make sure everyone's, you know, feel comfortable. and you're not going to be photographed. So if you do want a bit of a photograph, we will have a photographer you can walk up to and ask for your photo, and then we can get one a copy later.
You are completely right, and I do apologise. Yes,
that's right.
A little bit wound up in the idea of the awesome props. You know how it goes sometimes.
It sounds like a hoot.
It does sound like a hoot. Nudiesrevolution.com.au is the website. All the crew's social media links are also there, and you can get all the Facebook events and all that sort of stuff is there, of course. Lawrence and Beck, thank you so much for joining us this evening.
Thank you so much for having us.
Exactly. And, of course, Lawrence, happy birthday again.
Why, thank you.
James has messaged in to say happy birthday, Lawrence.
So thank you, James. You're awesome.
And to our last messenger, we'll see what happens to Ben and I after we take a break and do some photos here in the studio. Ben, that's about all we've got time for this evening.
It goes by so fast.
It does. And, of course, coming up next is Andy Kay with Black, White and Rainbow. And all podcasts, of course, are available at joy.org.au/hideandseek. And we'll be back next week. I think we're going to have a few weeks of busy stuff happening. Mm-hmm. Of course, all leading up to AWOL. Don't forget, AWOL is happening the second week of August. And we're going to be having the new Mr. Led Leatherman and, of course, the very recently crowned Mr. Rubberman or Melbourne Rubberman in the studio in a few weeks' time. So, stay tuned.
Lots coming up.
All of our social media links are also available at joy.org.au/hideandseek. And you can get it all there. Until then, I've been Andy the Apprentice.
I've been Ben.
And we'll catch you next week. Bye.
Bye.
Don't forget it's time for you to tell our boss that you love Hide and Seek by filling out the Joy Listener Survey at joy.org.au and tell the world by giving us a 5-star rating on iTunes or Stitcher. Thank you.
Head to joy.org.au and have your say. Joy 94.9, your voice, your radio station.
Hey, this is Tim from Hide and Seek. This podcast is brought to you by Choosewell Health Insurance. While some things in life improve with time, it's unlikely your health insurance policy will. Choosewell. Compare hundreds of policy options to find the best health insurance for you at the right price. Don't spend hours researching and making confusing phone calls that leave you lost in the fine print. Hide and Seek listeners are being offered a special deal. Find a new healthcare policy with Choosewell to receive a free Joy membership, giving you benefits and rewards from Joy all year round. Stop paying for outdated cover and contact us today. Choose well. Make the switch today. joy.choosewell.com.au.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with Joy.